92.2 Sabrina Carpenter. That is Espresso. It's Espresso. Matt and Lizzie in the morning, your first chance to put 30 grand in your hand. Book a year's worth of cruises after you win. Your first pin to win cash coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Be listening for that. Shifting gears here a little bit this morning.
Oh, I love
it. It's time for Lizzie's Daily.
Oh, I'm so glad I told you what my topic was today. Yeah, this really works. Okay, thank you. Now I'm in the groove. Here's something to make you smile today. One man's trash is another man's musical treasure in Waldo County, right here in Maine. It's local. Ron Spear is a 73-year-old Belfast man who loves those 88 piano keys. According to WABI, Ron has been playing piano for as long as he can remember. His mom played the piano. His dad played the trumpet. He was even in a band with his father. But then he took a break because, you know, life happens. So for a few adult years, he didn't play. And now he started up again. But it's because he has found a new stage to share his talent with the public. Guess where?
I already know, so I don't want to guess.
Okay. The Belfast Transfer Station. It's the dump. Here's the scoop. About 2 months ago, someone dropped off a piano and Ron just couldn't resist. And then an organ showed up and that's when things really got hot. Ron now plays for everyone passing through. And guess what? The locals, they love it. Some even pull up a chair, sit down, enjoy the tunes. Ron is passing on the love of music to folks who are literally taking out their trash. Who would have thought going to the dump would be so much fun? He's also become a bit of a local celebrity with videos of his performances getting thousands of likes on Facebook, but there's one catch. He won't do requests, so no piano man, but you might discover a new favorite. Ron's staying busy and bringing joy to his entire community. Guys, this is incredible. You can catch him at the transfer station on Thursdays and Fridays at 10 a.m. Otherwise, he'll be in his trailer. And that is your daily. All right, go ahead.
Sing us a song, you're the garbage man.
There it is.
Sing us
a song about trash.
About trash.
Yep.
We're all in the mood to throw stuff away.
Uh-huh.
And you play the hell out of that piano. I should have written something in advance.
You should have. Maybe we'll do it again later, but I think it's a one-hit wonder.
It is definitely a one. Yeah. That was a total Vanilla Ice moment, yeah.
It's Matt and Lizzie in the morning. Morning. Weekdays from 5 to 10.
Morning. I love the morning show.
Morning. 92 Moose.
And we'd like to say good morning to Gina and Beth stopping by the 92 Moose Studios today to talk about a big craft fair happening with the Weeks Mills VFD, of course, in Weeks Mills. That's on the Dirigo Road, right?
Correct. Yes.
I'm like Google Maps. Anyway, Beth, tell us all about this event, what people can expect to find there, and when it's happening.
Okay, it's happening on October 5th and 6th at the Legion Hall, 79 Memorial Drive in China.
Yep.
We have a variety of vendors there. We have Darlington Ice Cream Truck coming.
Oh, that's great.
And all the proceeds go towards our funds because, yes, we're trying to keep the community finances down. So whatever we can raise by ourselves is really great. There is a new thing that we're doing this year is for the kids. We're having a scavenger hunt.
Oh, cool.
And Sparky the fire dog is going to be there.
So cool.
Yeah, and a fire truck and Delta Ambulance is going to come out for med checks, kind of, you know, BPs and all that.
So
we're expecting hopefully a whole lot of people to come through and have fun.
Very exciting stuff. What date is this again?
October 5th and 6th.
October 5th and 6th. It's at the Boynton Weber 179 post, which, of course, is right in China. You can see it from Route 3, so you'll know if you've driven by. And again, this is going to be really fun for everybody and a great opportunity to raise some money for the Weeks Mills Volunteer Fire Department, which I'm not sure if people know this. It's not cheap to run a fire department. So any help that you can provide would be much appreciated. And what are the times on this those days?
9 to 3 on both Saturday and Sunday.
9 to 3. Saturday and Sunday. It's the 5th and 6th at Post 179 in China. Don't miss it. Beth, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
92 Moose.
Here's what's trending
on Pop Crush Night.
Hey, it's Denny with your Pop Crush Poppin'. NFL legend Brett Favre revealed that he has Parkinson's disease while testifying in front of Congress. Plus, Nepo baby housewife and going teases a second generation housewife could be joining one of the franchises. For all the latest in pop culture, go to PopCrush.com. And tonight, 7 p.m., Pop Crush Night.
92 Moose.
Rising interest. 92 Moose, Central Maine's number one hit music station. Tate McRae, that is greedy. Good morning. It's Matt and Lizzie.
Hi.
751. And coming up in about 10 minutes, we've got your first cash code of the day. Your pin to win. We want to hook you up with $30,000 in your bank account. All powered by Affordable Manufactured Homes of Maine. We'll do that. Coming up just after 8 o'clock.
It's your P to we. Your pin to win. Your P to we. And I'll be giving it to you. Carry on.
Right. I've been saying for weeks that I need the Dr. Evil button where he goes, right.
You should
so
get
that
it.
So in moments like that, I can click it.
Don't be so lazy.
And then you can also click it too. You can just point to me when I say something you want me to click it for.
And I will I'll make my own sound mistakes. I'll make my own sound effects, Matt. Okay. I'll take my phone and just have some set up on that.
Yes.
So that you can't mess with me anymore.
There are sound effect boards that you can download on your phone.
Are they?
Oh my God, why do you? I'm gonna saw one of the legs.
Okay,
off
what
this
is it?
Stool.
Is it tweets?
Yeah, it's time for 92 Biz tweets.
Okay, the X's?
The X's of the day. It's all powered by Brano's Wood Fired Pizza, home of the first bite guarantee. BranosPizza.com. Let's see what's trending on Twitter. To be honest, I think some of these are actually pretty good today. You will disagree as always, and you won't laugh at any of them. Mm-hmm. This is from MX McLean. Okay. He was rare. Like someone that finishes a full course of antibiotics. No one ever does.
That is rare.
Full 10
that
days.
That is rare. No, I've always got a few left, and then when I get sick again, just pop, pop, pop,
I've still got some leftover amoxicillin apocalyptic.
from Alouette, Dr. Alouette.
This is from Mike Farmboy. Oh, that's not arthritis. That's early onset rigor mortis. Okay. That's funny. That's funny. I'm going to tell my mother that later because she has arthritis. Oh, God, because that's the kind of son I am.
Yeah.
This is from @DeLosavit. I'm writing a little song called If You Could Just Drive the Speed Limit, Maybe My Blood Pressure Would Go Down. This is from @Rod LaCroix. You should spend an extra 1,000 years in purgatory for each time you've microwaved fish at work.
Oh, my God, amen.
Let's see. This is from @Goofy Southpaw. I miss 100% of the shots I do take, so now what?
Yeah, now what?
We'll go ahead and give you this as your bonus tweet from Not Today, Eric.
Mm-mm.
If you're 25 years old, please stop saying back in the day. Mm. I have CVS receipts older than you.
Oh, my gosh, and longer than your body.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. It's the 92 Moose Tweets of the Day. Oh, I'll just
all right. Yeah, it was good today.
200.
92.